Like it continued today in the Siman Tzadibov, Siman of the Dabar Charif that we discussed last time. We mentioned that there are two different sugyas relating to Dabar Charif, and the question is whether the two sugyas match or not, whether we can apply the dinim in one sugya to the dinim in the other. Specifically, the sugya in Chulin, that's by us, so it talks about the Dabar Charif being different insofar as the rule of not barnat, the kula of not barnat, does not apply to a Dabar Charif. And we explained that the difference between, let's say, the classic case of Dabar Charif in the Gemara of the Dogim Shaul Bakar, the fish that came off the hot grill and were put on a fleshy plate, lady, you want to eat with milkings, and that's what we said was not barnat that terror. We said that when you're dealing with the Dabar Charif, the Charifas makes it as though the blias fleish in this case, or if the blias milking was the other way around, and so on, came directly and not through something else. Again, the classic not barnat, so the fish did not absorb flavor directly from basar. It absorbed it from a plate that had absorbed basar. That's why it's not barnat. But even though one could argue the same thing, if you're cutting a dabar charif with a knife, so then the knife was balea basar earlier, and the dabar charif, and the, now the flavor is being transferred from, came from the meat into the knife, and now from the knife into the dabar charif, into the vegetable, whatever, the onion or the radish, in the case of the Gemara. Now you want to eat that with milk, and lechor, it should sound like not barnat, but the chumra of dabar charif that comes from our Gemara, daf kufi beis amud aleph, agav chofei bala, Gemara says in regards to tznon, particularly the radish, is the example that Gemara gives. So there it's as if it was balea directly. So, by the fish, it's mutu, but here by dabar charif, it was balea, so to speak, not the tam, but it was mamish, it was as if it was balea, the mamashes. And as the dabar charif pulls the actual flavor, so to speak, out of the knife that's cut with. Rashi gave two interpretations, whether it's because there's ban shamnunas on the knife, or that's just the nature of the dabar charif. But the bottom line is that not barnat does not apply, that kula does not apply to the dabar charif. And also the other chumra is that there's a transference of flavor from even when it's cold, when there's no heat involved. That also is the case. That's the Gemara in Chulin. There's a different Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Tes, where the Gemara discusses a particularly sharp fruit called Chiltis. Not exactly clear what it is. The Gemara there says, or there's not the one, not Brahad, the Gemara there is talking about Enam Ben Yomo. The Gemara says that even though normally we say that after Ben Yomo is up, after a Kli is Enam Ben Yomo, so whatever flavor was absorbed in that Kli is called Nosin Tam of Gam, and therefore it doesn't answer. So not the David. So and Tom Kalem was the Enam Ben Yomo. Nonetheless, the Gemara Daf Lamed Tes and Aleph in Avodah Zarah says Agav Chorfer the Chiltis and Chayle Shamnusa v'Havel the Nosin Tam is Shrach Baaser. The sharpness of this Chiltis makes it as though whatever flavor, even if it was a flavor, even if it came from something from a kli which was not Ben Yomo, from a knife that was already Enam Ben Yomo, nonetheless it's considered Nosin Tam l'Shrach, and therefore it's going to Aser. The Gemara says that specifically about this Chiltis. What Tosas and Chulin Daf Kufi Beis Manav, the Masa Agam wonders is whether we should apply that same din not only to Kiltis, but do we apply it to other types of Dabar Charif? The Tosas talks about Shumin, garlic, Kreishin, leeks, Betzalim, onions. Okay, these are other types of Dabar Charif. Again, and not Bernat doesn't work by those things. The question is, do we also say that the Kula of Enam Ben Yomo also does not apply to those types of items, or is that only by Chiltis and so on? That's what Tosas asked and says Tzarechiyun. So first of all, we also explained why that is. How does that work exactly? So that was a Machlokas Rishonim as to exactly how it works with the Dabar Charif. The Ritva had 2 days, he quoted Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that in effect, the sharpness of acting together with the knife makes the flavor sort of reinvigorates, if you will, the flavor in the knife, and it makes it tam l'shrach. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. He assumes, even if we're not talking about a knife that's a dirty knife, a knife completely clean, nonetheless, it makes it into a dabar, which is nosin tam l'shrach. That's the chumrah. Whereas the Ritva doesn't like that approach. Ritva prefers the approach of the Ra'o, which also the Medica Bias, says you can't do that. You can't say that something with nosin tam l'shrach, something that's Nosin Tam of Gam suddenly becomes Nosin Tam of Shvach. What kind of svar is that? So he says, no. He says that the idea is that the pungency, the sharpness of the Dabar Charif activates whatever iser is there on the sakan and makes it like it's ben. Okay, and therefore by ben it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter ben yomo, not ben yomo. And even if it's a relatively clean knife, perhaps it'd be machmer, perhaps only machmer a knife that's not that clean but has some kind of shamnunis on it, and so on. That's what the Rosh Bo writes. There's a shamnunis in the knife. The charifas of the onion or whatever is you're cutting is so sharp that it takes away the sting of the bad flavor, makes it tastier somehow, acting with the shamnunis. That's how the Ra'o explains it. The Rosh Bo sides more with the first day of. Like Rabbi Yonos, we said that that's a machok, is exactly how it works with the sharpness. Does the way the Rosh Bo and the Ritva on the first day learn the sharpness somehow reinvigorates the flavor in the knife, so it makes it from those in Thomas to those in Thomas Rach. The other view is that the sharpness kind of activates whatever band there is on the knife and makes that, takes away some of the sting of the band flavor, makes it flavorful, and therefore it's also, that's a question of machok, is how it works. I also mentioned, I just want to clarify, Chuvas Rosh Bo, I printed in source 15 of this packet. Chuvas Rosh Bo, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tav, Tzadi Zayin. I simply brought that up to discuss whether this question is Doraisa or Darabona, the Pesach Tshuva. In the previous Siman Tzadi Heis, it's called Dalad. Pesach Tshuva is Mesupik about it, but it's Doraisa or Darabona, enough committed for a Sofek case, obviously. So I just mentioned, I thought the Rosh Bo seems to say the Chashash must be Darabona, because the Rosh Bo discusses that with Gemara by Clay Midian, by Gilei Clay Midian, when the Jewish people took the loot after the battle with Midian. So the Torah gives you all the rules of Agol and Libun and so on. Not all the rules, but at least the Maramis to the rules of Agol and Libun. And the question is, well, what do you need all those rules for? Wait till another 24 hours. Wait till everything's Ena Ben Yomo. And the Stam Kerem Ena Ben Yomo. So then you can use them without any fancy Agol or any fancy Libun. Ena Ben Yomo. So one suggestion is maybe the Goy used it for a Dover Choref. Okay, the Rechar, if the Kula Venim Yama doesn't apply. But the Rosh Bo says that can't be, because that would mean that the Chumr of the Rechar is the Raisa. I mean, it implies that the whole Chumr is the Rabban. Anyway, that's what we discussed last time. We also discussed the question of how much of the onion or the Rechar becomes Usher. We had three different shittas. We had the Klipa, that was what the Rosh implied, or said. The Tila, that was the Raiben and the Ra'o, and then the Rosh Bo said the Kula. And then we read the Rambam, at least it's understood by the Kesher Mishnah, because the next question becomes, what exactly qualifies as the Dover Charev that's on the Kula of today? The Rambam, at least the way the Kesher Mishnah understands, that it's anything, Rambam says, the Perek Tes, Alachah Chavdala, Hilchus Machalot Asuris, Rambam writes, Sakin, Shechotah, Vabos, Utsli, Mechozah, Chotah, Batston, Ukayotze, Bo, Mitvar, Macharifim. So it sounds like it's not only Shreya Radish, but it's other things as well. And that's what we read in the Shulchan Aruch. As well in Sif Aleph. So what I'd like to look at today, just again building on that, we'll try and finish up the Simon of the Rechorif today. So up to source 39 in that packet, is what exactly qualifies as the Rechorif? Because let's bear in mind that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, even if we should assume that we're going to transfer that Chumrah from Chiltis to other Dvarim Charifim, the Chum of Chiltis, that the Kula of Enem and Yomo doesn't apply, so that the Gemara only mentioned by Chiltis, we're going to say it applies to other Dvar Charif, and what exactly qualifies as a Dvar Charif, not so clear. And the only example, actually, the only couple of examples given in our Gemara Chulin, Gemara spoke about Snon, which is radish, or Silka, which is a kind of beet, and so on, but the question is, what about other things? It's already, Sam Rishona mentioned other vegetables, what exactly is the situation? So, question is, what exactly is a Dover Charif? And this relates to the question of whether there's a connection between our Sugya and Kulin about Dover Charif regarding Nat Bar Nat and the Sugya in Avodah Zarah regarding Chiltas and the Din of Enem and Yomo. Of course, that was the Kasha of Tosas. The Rambam, as we just read, the Rambam seems to say that it's not only by its own, it's by other Dvarim Charif as well. This is where the Kesher Mishnah is. I printed in Source 39 the Sefer Atumah, Milchus Isim Ahetus and Samach. In Cain, Sarkh Lizor, Shalayachto, Mesakin Choleves, shouldn't use a milky knife, not to cut, as Lactose said, not to cut Shumin, Bitsolim, Rosh Ekration, again, these other items, garlic and onions and leeks and so on, if you're planning to eat them with meat afterwards, you shouldn't use a milky knife to cut them. Lefishen Charifin, with Domul Itznon. Okay, they're compared to radish. You know, we might never mention those vegetables, but the Sefer Shomer, they're compared, La Locha, to radish. Okay, then he says he made a mistake and so on. so to favor his bride. Did he cheat him against the point of the knife that hit the Eric? We discussed that in the Achronim, but probably the whole blade, not just but not the handle and so on. Okay. But as opposed to, let's say, use the trefa knife, but it was actually isser. But remember, again, when you cut radish or an onion or whatever it is with a fleshy knife, no isser is in the picture. No isser to cut an onion with a fleshy knife. It's a question of eating later with milk. As opposed to using a trefa knife, so that's a different story. Anyway, then he writes, the yocholios, 2 lines at the bottom of the 39, the yocholios, she'ein achiluk b'sakin el afilu einam en yomo choshim kemen yomo. The agav chur for the son, o yarek achor v'machet lein, so Sefer Tzum is also, Ben Baruch, one of the Balei Tosfos, also not 100% sure, do we transfer that Chumar Ben Yomar from Chilta? He's comfortable saying in regard to Nat Banad. Stone is only example, it's not only radish, but it's other things as well. But as far as transferring the Chumar of Ben Yomar, that even Ben Yomar's usher, from Chilta to other things, that is not so sure. Yochalios, She'ein Chilak B'sak and Afila Ben Yomar, Chashik Ben Yomar, the Agav Chorfei, the Stone, okay, and it's also, which is also even after Anam and Yomo. So that is the Sefer Tzumah of Yosef. Here in the Harsim Tzadivah, he quotes the Sefer Tzumah, and he mentions that it's a Tzumah, other types of spices, Tavlin, Chazak, Bukharif, you know, it talks about other things like that, Pilpul and Charifin, he mentions the peppers. Again, pilpul and charif, and I would come out snow and shachot b'sakin. The low shor machmas not bernad v'asim mishum tamam is nevel shalom. He's not addressing the issue right there of in ben yomo, but just in terms of defining what counts or what qualifies the davar charif. He mentions pilpul and charifin. Okay, the rush. That's your chul and chilek perek chesim and lamed aleph 41. The rush also quotes the sefer truma, and he doesn't really read these as a question. Okay, and I don't know if you know the gear story, he's just resolving it. The Sefer Tzumah said, Yocholios, it's possible that we should treat these other type of vegetables and so on as we do Chiltis in terms of Enam and Yomo. Here, he says, Vafilu, the second line of 41, Vafilu ein hasakin ben Yomo, agav chorfei did stone, o ayarek mechalav av l'shach, midi de hava kur shel chutz perk ein ramidin. That's the one of the Zohar. So the rush quotes in the Sefer Tzumah, a little different than we have it. We have it again as Yocholios. It could be the Rosh either had a different gear, so understood what the Sefer Tzumah meant. That is the case. And indeed, we treat other types of Dvarim Charifim like Kur Shel Chutas, in that there's no Kula Ben Amin Yomo. Then he writes, but Rabbeinu Meir, Rabbeinu Meir, Megam Gem Bedover. Okay. The Nirolo, the Ayri Hochem, Besakim Ben Yomo. Okay. He says that he's not sure whether we can transfer it over. Our Gemara is talking about a Ben Yomo. So maybe we wouldn't apply to Ben Yomo. So it's an Eid of Ben Yomo. Okay. The Yorchus Chaim, Hilchos Yisurei Ma'acholos, Os Samech 42, says also, talks about Davar Charif and so on, and he says, Kigon Chatzir, Umtzalim Vishum, O Peros Chamutzim, Kigon Tapukim. It's not only vegetables, sharp fruits as well, Peros Chamutzim, sharp fruits, Kigon Tapukim, says apples. Now I'm not sure what he means apples, and a lot of different types of apples, I guess, people call today sour apples. They're sour apples, you know, which are sharper than, let's say, I don't know, you know, when I go shopping, there are a dozen different types of apples. I'm talking all over Macintosh and Granny Smith and Red Delicious, Pink, I don't know, all kinds of different apples. But there's also sour apples. Maybe that's what you mean. Or it's possible that tapuach doesn't mean an apple at all. In modern Hebrew, tapuach is an apple. But the real definition of the word tapuach, like tofeach, means something which is puffed up fruit. That's why even in modern Hebrew, a potato is called tapuach adama. It's nothing to do with apples. It means a puffed up thing, or an orange. Orange in modern Hebrew is a tapuz, but that's the Russian tavis. It's a tapuach zahav, right? So tapuach simply means a puffed up fruit. Not going into details now, but it's Nogel Meissner. With regard to charosis, okay, what do you make in charosis? By Ashkenazim, I think certainly one of the main ingredients, obviously, in charosis is apples. And then we have a tradition that one of the things charosis corresponds to is the tapuach. The Apostle Mishra Shirim says, tachas ha-tapuach or aticho, which the Medrash says that the women, the Jewish women, you know, had their babies out in the fields under the tapuach trees and so on, and thereby perpetuated Klal Yisrael. That's why the women were considered the ones in huskus, b'skus noshim tidkonis, the galos and Mitzrayim. Warren Sota has like that, and so therefore we have, it's one of the reasons given by the Gemara why we have tapuach. But it's unlikely that the Poskim Shir Hashirim was talking about tapuch apples. Tachas at tapuch horticha, we're talking about Egypt, you know, and then that time, apples are a cold climate fruit. In America, they now you can grow everything everywhere, but you know, basically the apples were, you know, Washington State or whatever, northern climates. So unlikely they had tapuchs in the tapuchim that we call apples in the Middle East. You know, so tachas at tapuch horticha probably means a tapuch tree. Some tree that produces a puffed up that type of fruit. As a matter of fact, the Sardim don't have apples in their charoses at all. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention apples. The Sardim have various other fruits, and some they don't have apples at all. Probably tapuch meant the citrus fruits. That's what some hold. The tapuch means a citrus fruit, which makes a lot of sense. That's the type of fruits that grow in that part of the world, the Middle East. So probably tapuch meant a puffed up citrus fruit. And that's why some people are makbah. I try to makbah myself to add some citrus fruit flavor to the charoses. Pour in some lemon juice or some orange juice, something like that, to give it a citrus flavor. Toast implies in a couple of places that book should be pungent. Anyway, whatever the Orchis Chaim meant, Paris, Chamutz, and Gontapuk, again, some type of a pungent, a sharp fruit. That's in the Orchis Chaim. The smak, and the hagos, a bit of parrot to the smak, and that same mitzvah ratio of gimel, it was test. Quotes the more red radish, he quotes Avinu Baruch, again, that's the author of Sefer Tshuva, who also says in the third line, Ba'od Pirsh Avinu Baruch, Shumin Ubetelem Kvashim Yeshem Din Stone Recheltes. So he also assumes that the Sefer Tshuva, even though the way we read it, Yachalios, but he says that Sefer Tshuva, the way the Rosh learned, that he meant for sure that it's all these other types of sharp fruit or vegetables the same as stone radish that's in Recheltes more. However, Umiyu, Rabbeinu Yechiel, Omer, Ein Lecha El Masha Amru Chachamim. He says, no. He says the Gemara meant what it said. Dafka Tznon Bechiltis. He said the Gemara mentioned radish as an example. That's the example of the Gemara by us by Kulin. And the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah said Chiltis. So what right do we have to extend these Chumras, actually not the, these Chumras, or the avoidance of these Kulas, to other things? Who said they're in the same category? That's Rabbeinu Yechiel. Ein Lecha El Masha Amru Chachamim. Dafka Tznon Bechiltis. And he brings a raya and so on, and you know, from Gemara's, and he says, "V'chein harbig gedolim shavim v'zeh omodavad." It's not a das yachid. Others agree. So that's an interesting shita that does not seem to be, as we've just seen, a majority opinion. That's an interesting shita that davar charif is only what the Gemara says the davar charif, and that's it. So now let's move to Siv Bey. He's here in the Shulchan Aruch, 44. Shulchan Aruch paskins im chotach bo shumin umtzalim akreshim. Right, obviously the Shulchan Aruch takes the more expansive definition of davar charif. It says garlic and onions and leeks and so on. The tamcha shakarim karein, that's karein, horseradish. Okay, tamcha is horseradish. We call that karein, you know, before it's chopped up, the horseradish, like people buy, you know, the raw horseradish before Pesach. So that's also very sharp. Ukayotze bahem idzar macharifim, like other sharp food, and he mentions peres chamutzim. Orchis Chaim said, with the sour apples, or whatever he meant by tapuah. The dogim meluchim, salted fish, or sharp-tasting fish, maybe herring, not sure. Dinam shovel lechatech botzom. Same thing as cutting radish. And there are more heads. Mokomok, muta, lakom, akachas, chemish, and olegom, kilanzangvil, isham, kelim, yichor, mechachal, tolsu, also. That's a different question. It's an important question. He says, can you buy cut-up sharp fruit zangvils, also sharp item, can you buy that from a non-Jew? What's the chashash? Because maybe he cut it with a knife that he had previously used for his ham sandwich or for a davar osir. Okay? So Tosfos says it's okay. Or I'm sorry, the Ramah says okay. The Eishon Kelim Yuchadim Lachach. A special Kelim or Tolshon also, they cut them and so on. Some special utensils. So it's okay a little bit, halacha l'maaseh, but buying fruits, you know, can you buy cut up fruits and vegetables in a non-kosher store, non-kosher fruits and vegetable store? Want to buy cut up pineapples or cut up onions or whatever? Do you have to worry that maybe the guy in the back who cut it up used it for his meat sandwich for lunch, and now there's a davar charif to absorb the flavor, and you don't know that, so you're going to eat these things you buy together with the fleisha or together with milk or whatever, the opposite min of what he used it. So I'm always saying you don't have to be choshesh. I think there's a lot of room to make them. In general, we'll see other coolers soon, but I think so. I might distinguish between a mamish, a fruit and vegetable store, but that's what they do, where it's highly unlikely to begin with. Like the Ramo here says, highly unlikely to begin with, that the guy would use, you know, to fruit and vegetable store that sells top quality fruits and vegetables cut up and so on, you know, go ahead and the worker is going to use the same knife to cut it as he uses for his lunch sandwich. It's unlikely to begin with. Like the Rambam says over here, maybe we'll come back to the point again. I think it's mutter to buy in these places. Anyway, unless it's a schlocky, you know, called mom and pop shop or bodega somewhere that sells also deli and they also sell fish, all kinds of things, you know, and you never know what goes on in the back. But if it's a regular type of fruit and vegetable store, that's what their business is. I think, like we saw the other day, the chenvani doesn't want to have a knife that's dirty. Okay, anyway, that's the Shulchan Aruch over here. So let's look at some of the discussions in the poskim. The Taz in Sukkot and Aleph notes, look carefully, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be talking about, just a moment, I'm sorry, this is the Taz earlier. The Taz in Sifal, this is the Taz for the Shulchan Aruch earlier, which is back in source number 27. Okay, when the Mechaber introduced this discussion, I don't know why the Taz is over here, but it goes back in the beginning. It says that, talking about snow no silk, Shechachom is Sakhaz from Ben Yomo. He said it's only a problem with Ben Yomo. You look ahead, the Ramah said it's even the same thing with Eina Ben Yomo. Right? The Mechaber didn't say that. The Ramah, we'll see, it says even Eina Ben Yomo, but the Mechaber does. The Mechaber is talking about only Ben Yomo. So the Taz explains, and Kot Nalab, that's because he holds, like the Maram Rutenberg, quoted the Torah, quoted the Rush, Kalo Mikri Dabar Chark Elakor Shilchiltis. Okay? That the Chumrah of Eina Ben Yomo, that we can't rely on Eina Ben Yomo, that's only by Chiltis, which is what the Gemara of Ozar says. We don't extend it to anything else. That was what the Rabbeinu Meir, look back in 41, the Rush, and Berkai Simon Amaral, right? Writes after the Sefer Truma says we extend it, but the Rush said, the Rabbeinu Meir, that's the Maram Rutenberg. It's Megamagam Dog. He says, no, it's only talking about Ben Yomo. So the Taz says, that's a Mechaber. Seems to assume, and he writes how powerful or how sharp this is. So this is so strong that the acidity can make a hole in your stomach. If some animal eats this chiltis, it's so powerful, so sharp that it makes a hole in the stomach. Like I have an ulcer. You know, an ulcer is caused, I think, or aggravated by too much acid, but it makes holes and so on. So that's how powerful this is. Okay? There, it's not considered no snow shrach and a feel ain't a minyomo. Avashar Dvarm Kharifim and Dinam came. That's the Mechaber holds, but other Dvarm Kharifim, that's only special din by Chiltis, which is so very pungent, so very sharp, then we don't have the cool of Ain't a Minyomo. But other Dvarm Kharifim we don't have. And that's why the Mechaber wrote over here, Alkane Kosov Khan, Chain Osel Binyomo, Oshu Ain't a Makunach, Laz Osem Shamanunas and so on. Okay, given by Shamanunas, it doesn't matter the Binyomo or not. That's the Taz that's called Nala. However, the Ramah. That's why. Yeah. 1 second. Yeah, the Ramah, back in, well, let me, if you look back in the Shul, good to see this inside the Shulchan Aruch and not on the sheet. But the, just a moment. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Mechaber himself, Yesh Omer Duad Dina Eina Ben Yomo. Mechaber there says, I'm sorry, it's also Eina Ben Yomo. So that, he says, is the sheet of the Sefer Truma. It's not Sukkot and Gimel. Zeh Da Sefer Truma. The Tznon B'chol Da 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 And it gives the different reasons why, Duk and Sakina and so on, why it's different in the case of the fish, that was one of theirs in Rashi and so on. Okay? But he does mention at the end, regards to Tamcha or Chrein, okay, he says that Mira Lee, the end of Sukkot and Gimel, it does. The Tamcha Shekharin Chrein, Shenimal Toch, Ka'ara Cholevis, Nikia Shemuta Lecho, also Chrein in Bosser, Kein Chan Duchit, Sakin Lo Shamunis. If you put the radish inside a milk, like a plate, where it wasn't, there was no Duchit, Sakin involved, so then there's no problem eating with Fleisha. You need the knife also. So it's okay to put this double harv down in a milk, like a plate. That won't be a problem. You need Duchit, Sakin as well. Okay, as far as Paris Chamutz is concerned, the Taz is called the test, right? That's a question. Some say that Paris Chamutz is not considered Davar Charif and there's room to make him Moko Hefsid, and so on. All right, that's the Taz. The Shach. in. One moment, please. Second. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know what it is. So it does. Okay. Yeah. Getting back to Tamcha case, when I said Mimal, means it was ground, right? You use the grinder. Okay, apparently that's the type of kli which is not, doesn't have Dukkah Sakina. To clarify the points of Kohen Gimel. Okay. All right. Yeah. And again, you need the Dukkah Sakina. Yeah. Shach and Kohen Beis notes that there are more. Shachet Zukot Yudayis notes that the Ramoa is makel by a suffix. If you have a suffix, if you have a suffix, okay, the Ramoa seems to be makel. We're not sure how it was cut. Okay, was it cut with the Zukot Sakin? Was cut some other way and so on. So he says regarding Chrein, Arab Kitzakan Tzas, Shemagosh, Shadur, Agos, Zedal, Hitem, Arab, Suffix, El Chrein. He told the Harbi Postman also, El Sakin Ben Yomo. He says just automatically you can't make with a suffix. Okay. The Rama seems to imply that when you're unsure how it was cut, so then we can be makel, you know, that maybe it was the Ein Benyomo and so on. But the Shach says, what I want to bring out of the Shach is that there are a number of different kulas to apply. Okay. So when you're dealing with something like Chrein, well, first of all, maybe we don't accept that Chumah, maybe it's only true if it's a Benyomo. And if it's the Ein Benyomo, maybe it's not only it's snowing and not other things and so on. So the point is, you have a number of coolers. Let's go on to the next, which we'll see in a second. Okay, that's the Shach and Zukot new base. Zukot and Kazayan speaks about the salty fish. Okay, he says there it's also Kadei Batila. Fine. It's a long Pisrei Tshuva and Zukot and Dalad. It makes two major points I want to bring out. One, he talks about, look at the opening words, Ein Reit Linden Borscht. I don't know if you guys know what borscht is. Okay, borscht was a popular type of soup drink, cold drink in the generation before mine. Okay, I never liked borscht. People in my generation drink borscht either, but my parents, grandparents, and so on, borscht was a big, it's a beet juice. You usually see them kosher Pesach. I don't know whoever buys borscht any other time, but I don't know, all people like borscht. Borscht has beets in it, so he has a whole discussion. Well, that's considered a Dabar Charif. Quote Pisrei Tshuva there. It's a God. Now quotes a Prima Gadim. Can you drink it raw? Can you drink it straight? Okay. So that's, with regards to borscht, that'll be the determination whether it's considered a Dabar Charif. Can you drink it straight? Okay. The other thing he mentioned, more relevant, is that when something is cooked, let's say cooked onions loses its status as Dabar Charif. Okay, the sting or the power is taken out when it's cooked. That's also an important point. Sometimes comes up when they cook onions and so on. You cut up onions or you put them in your cook. So it could lose its status as a davar charif when it's cooked. The question about onions in general, as mentioned as a side point, cooked onions, what's the bracha? The bracha's question. It's a cooked foods. When it's kshlokos, it's all loses the status of bracha, of the bar pe'adama, becomes shahakol. But onions is a question the other way. What about the bracha on raw onions? Some would say it's not going to be adama because they've never eaten raw. Who eats raw onions? The only time people eat raw onions is when it's in a salad or something like that, but it's together with other things. People don't tend to eat raw onions plain, I don't think. It's a garnish or it's mixed with the salad. People have sliced up onions that are not cooked. That's a question. What the bracha is on an onion. I think that the Minhag Chabad, the Baal HaTanya, the Paskin, the Shulchan Aruch, that you make adoma on a raw onion anyways. Okay, you do make adoma on a raw onion. In fact, I think the Minhag Chabad is to use onions for karpas, the Seder, because for karpas you're supposed to use some of his bar per adoma. So they want to show that they Paskin like the Baal HaTanya, the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore they're going to use onions for karpas. Not everybody agrees that onions is adoma. Many people assume raw onions is shahakol. So it wouldn't be good for karpas. Anyway, I guess people like to use karpas as an example to know what's bar per adoma. The Raitites in Olah Elizabeth, the older Raitites, and his family, I'm told, use bananas for karpas to show that the bracha is bar per adoma. I don't know how it tastes in salt water. I think Gemara doesn't say after dip in salt water, you dip in other things, but obviously dip in the haros. All right, anyhow, but that's the Pesach Shuvah. The Baal HaShulchan I quote at the end, it also makes love with Tomer cooked item. We lose the status of the Dor HaKorah. Okay? In any event, just to wrap up this point, we'll go on to the next sheet, which we'll just finish up. I emailed you, I hope you got. We'll go through quickly, finish this similar to Dor HaKorah. You know, there clearly, when it comes to the Rechav, the number of sekas where we can be makel. Like I said before, if you want to buy fresh cut fruits, vegetables, even something sharp, let's say cut a pineapple or something like that, something pineapple sharp, you know. So, but again, first of all, right, not but not may not apply, but do we say Edom and Yomo by a Dor HaKorah? Maybe not. We still have some machlokas. Number two, what is a Dor HaKorah? Okay, maybe this is not a Dor HaKorah. Maybe like a Menachil. Only those things mentioned are a Dor HaKorah. And the other thing is, you know, people make a distinction about our knives. Okay, our knives generally only absorb flavor from a kli sheni, right? When the meat is put in a kli sheni, you cut it with a knife. You generally don't cut with a knife directly over the fire. I guess maybe sometimes on the grill or the barbecue, you cut something directly on the fire. That's another cool. So my point is, it seems that, you know, these fruits and vegetable stores, there's a lot of room, in my opinion, to be mako. And allow, I don't know what the ask around what the practice is, but I think there's a lot of room to make them. I mean, look, you know, Mio's told that you can get now cut up fruits and vegetables at the kosher grocery store, so why not? But I think there's room to make them, okay? And yeah, again, if it's cooked, it weakens the flavor. Let me just clarify, though, that what the apostle is saying, it weakens the flavor. It's cooked together with other things. You know, not you cook it by itself, may not lose its flavor, but if you cook with other things, then it'll lose its flavor. Okay, that's so much for these sheep. Now let's go back to Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel. That's number one in the Shiv Membeis with label. We'll try and go through all this pretty quickly. Not that difficult. Siv Gimel says, Tavlin, Shenaducho b'madocha, here it's not spices which were ground. Here the Mechaber stresses only Ben Yomo. Before he quoted the other day, here he says only Ben Yomo. You have a grinder, you know, like a pepper mill or whatever, a spice grinder. Tavlin sheidochum vadochum shel basar Ben Yomo, then also lachum chalav. Okay, also lachum chalav. Okay, and again, there's no din not bar not because you know the tavlin is considered davar charav. And the madocha is like a duchet sakin. The type of grinder has duchet sakin. You know, you've seen a grinder. It's like it has the sharpness and sound of a knife. So therefore, you can't, if you grind up spices in a flesh and get a grinder, then you can't use it for milking. So says the Mechaber. Now, the same for Atzuma, earlier in Siman Nun Gimel, mentioned melach, salt, source number two. Shebelur mibosar o tavlin, shedocha maducha shabosar, nasa amach, betav shebecholam, that kind of issue, Shema Mishum Dami not Banat, the same the reason we just explained, the Tavlin Chazak Bechariv, because the Tavlin is sharp, it's strong. You know, it's like, again, it's like the knife. The Gam Pilpul and Harifin, also sharp peppers and so on. They don't say not Banat because the flavor is not weakened. So that's the position of the same for a Truma. Okay. The Rashboa in a different shuvah writes the Chelak Aruf Simtov Memtes mentions another point. He says Tavlin Shenichtashu. Again, he's talking about chopped up Dor HaKorah spices. Okay, he says Avla Gavdil Simtamu Gamuter Agav Chucha Dechutisa Mechayile. Okay, he said this is very similar to Chiltis and Hocha Dor Muot Hu Tavlin Shenichtashu Beitzim Ein Kol Kach Harivus Banamate Kol Hafzul Shach. She says that if it's only a little bit, okay, so that maybe makes a difference. But he assumes it's mashman, right? If it's more than a little bit, then it's a problem like he'll do. It's only a little bit, so then it doesn't have so much harifas. But if you chop up more than a little bit, then it's going to be a problem like Hiltus and it's going to ask him. The Rambam, you know, it's an interesting question. What is the Rambam? Again, the Shulchan Aruch stressed that the only concern is when the madocha, the grinder, is ben yomo. It doesn't mention any ben yomo. So I'm not sure why they make a chilek. As we said, if we're dealing with dor HaKorah, it doesn't make a difference if it's ain't a ben yomo. Okay? So I just want to point out one could be medayik in the Rambam. I'm not sure it's about the yik or not, but it could be medayik in the Rambam, the same Rambam. Hilchos machalos soros perak tes alach chavdal. Rambam writes, sakin shechotoch bo besar tzli. You cut up meat. Bechazar mechotach bo tzno. Then you cut radish. Etc. Osir lachem mekutam. Maybe you can medayik in the Rambam's words, bechazar, meaning right away, right? Benyomo. Maybe the Rambam would say that if it ain't a benyom, it's not a problem. I can't promise that's the case. I don't know if it's really one has been valid the diuk or not. But maybe you could say the Rambam is also saying, like the Mechaber says, only applies by a benyom. Okay. Because the Mishnah understands the Rambam that way, it seems to me. Okay. Because he says the whole problem is when he talks about Shamnunis, and without that, then there's no problem of Zeta benyom. So again, that may depend on what the whole issue of the Harif is, but maybe it can be diked that way, I'm not sure. It goes, Maimonides clearly disagrees. El Shin, okay. Just a moment. The goes, Maimonides, the third line of El Shin in the source of six, he writes, V'din zav filo b'sakin she'ena ben yomo. He clearly is a cholik, and he says it applies even sakin ena ben yomo because of the Harif. But that gufa is a machokas. Now, the Chaber, though, paskins that it's only a problem is ben yomo. Shach, Sukkot Yurches, or 7, says this is true of not only spice, but also salt that was ground like that. The chol, shahr, dorm, charifim, but the dafka shinidochu, but only if it was ground in that grinder. Avalo, kishayu nesunim, maducha shalbosir. It was just put in a flashing salt shaker, let's say. Okay, something like that, but it wasn't ground, then it won't be a problem. That's the shah. It's called your ches. Okay. In other words, the bottom line, because you need dukha sakina. That's the point. Okay, therefore, there's no iser in the Dharma Kharif. There's no iser in the Dharma Kharif simply sitting in a glacier of clean. Okay, not it has to be ground up. You need the dukha sakina in the mix as well, which we saw earlier. That is Sukkot Yurches. Sukkot Yurches, Shach raises the question, okay, that we wanted to address or allude to before. He wonders how come the Chaber over here mentions only talking about Ben Yomo, okay, whereas back in Sif Aleph, he mentions that it's both. He quotes the Eish Omrim, and it applies to Ere Ben Yomo as well, okay? And indeed, the halachas the Eish Omrim. So how come here in Sim Gimel with the grinder, he said it's only a problem, it's Ben Yomo, whereas the other case of cutting with the knife, he quoted both dates, he quoted the Yeshoma that it's only Ben Yomo, then he said the other side that he didn't have Ben Yomo, it's Rabbi Paskin. So why did the Mechaber change from here? So it's questionable. Okay, and he concludes that we pass like the dandy writes, Shach does Hilchach Idasa Yesh Omim, Shem Rabba Gok, the Ramah. Okay, the Ramah says, if you look in, jump ahead to number 10, Ramah writes here in Sid Kilm Yesh Omah Filaben Eno Ben Yomo. Yeah, the Ramah said that. Chaber didn't say it, Shach wonders why, but he says that in fact is Aloha like the Ramah. Okay, the Taz also, it's quite good, notes that later on in the Shacharach, it's in Kuv Gimel, Sivav, Shulchan Aruch also himself said it's true of Eina Ben Yomo. So that's a question of the Shita Mechaber. And anyway, the Shach concludes that that's when Paskin is true, even Eina Ben Yomo, because it is Chumra of the Recharif. The Chidush of Kiva Eger on the Shach, I'm sorry, on the Taz, the Kot Yud, it's in Sivav, gives you a Teretz. Okay? He says that the Mechaber kind of combines some of the Kulas I mentioned before. Okay, in Sif Aleph, the Chaber was talking about radish, okay? And the suggestion is, yeah, there the Shulchan Aruch quotes, even the Deya, that it's applicable, that the Kula of Eina Ben Yomo doesn't apply. It's applicable, the Chumah is applicable even Eina Ben Yomo, yes, sir. However, over here, we're talking about Tavlin, who says Tavlin is in the category of Dabar Chorav, we spoke about before. And not, it's not so partial what's categorized as Dabar Chorav. So maybe, if it's Tzeref, the Das HaPoskin, and so on, that it doesn't qualify. Okay, the Talmud is different. So Kineigi gives you teretz to that particular kasha. Now, as we said before, the Ramah disagrees with the Mechaber. The Ramah says, again, we have a teretz, one of the Mechaber wants to make a kill, but the Ramah doesn't accept this. So the Ramah is the number 10. It applies even to Eina Ben Yomo. And the Be'er HaGur explains, it got in Gimel. So verse 11, Kisvar HaChon, should be Sif Aleph, just like Ramah is consistent, just like we said in Sif Aleph regarding cutting with a knife. So he says the same thing over here. As Al-Chilak, it applies to Eina Ben Yomo. And that's how Ramah paskins. It's interesting, the base mayor, which I printed in source number 12 on this Sif Gimel, he's very bothered by this. He says it's very strange why the Ramah adopted two chumras. He really did. First of all, really more than two chumras. One chumra is that they're extending to Dvar Harifim to other things besides Radish. The chumra, the Gormis Rashva, also fill up in Naparnat. The Isra, you know, that Naparnat doesn't apply even to things besides Snom. And the Gam chumra, the chufa, Mashal Shrach. And then the chumra of that the sharpness makes the Talmud Shrach, the chumra of Chiltas. And therefore, he thinks the Ramah only meant Rak Lokos Lolo Chatchila. Chatchila, the Ramah means we should be choshed by an Eina Ben Yomo. Kedon Amidi the Shchiach Shechot. You know, in certain cases the Chatchila, but he doesn't mean b'di'evid it's going to be mutter. So that's the chiddush of the base mayor. Doesn't understand why the Ramah had to sort of put together two chumras. We've been discussing Tosfos Mesubik about it, like we said. And therefore, he says we should pass this by only the Chatchila. Bechor is an interesting comment in Sikot and Beis. Bechor wants to say that there's room to make it here for a different reason. He said, let's remember, and I don't want to agree to this, but he says, I look at the third line of Sikot and Beis in 13, that filu dogim shnis bashlu mutal echum mekutach, the kemish abishal enemathal atam, umikri nosin tam, by nosin tam, tam, bechor shakin chorfa. He said, just like by Bishal, we'll say that there is no nat pranat, we're not going to have the chomer of nat pranat, even by the Rechorf, if it's a Bushel, right, that's a question. I don't agree to that, but if there is no not by, if we don't say not by not by by Bishel, okay, then we should say that certainly by the Rechorf. If we don't say not by not when the Bushel, so we don't have the Chumah, we have it's not by not Betera by Bushel, so certainly by Chorfa. Okay, certainly by the Rechorf. So that's not so clear why that should be so. So he says we have the kul of not pranat by Bishal, okay, then certainly we should have it by Dovah Charif. And again, I don't want to agree that we had it by Bishal, but he says that once you say it's by Bishal, then it can't be more chomer by Dovah Charif. That would be more chomer than Bishal, which makes sense, but not everyone agrees with by Bishal. So the Pirchadosh writes at the end, therefore the only problem really is if there's actual shamlunis. Look at the third, the last line of 13. Okay, Iker, the time is from the Stam Sak and Shamun is Karsh Oparav. By the time Rishon Rabbam and Amamish, we discuss, if he's there, even with Kunach Yofe, she ain't can Shamun is Oparav, but Snow Mutter. She thought what I know, some time, by now some time, the Tera, is there a dot of a post, maybe Iker. So that's that Pichodesh as a Kula. It's only a problem with the knife that has Shamun is, otherwise there's no problem whatsoever. It's regular, not by not. And it'll be the same like by Bishal. You can assume that's the way I pass by Bishal. The Placey, quotes the Pichodesh, and he justifies it at least if there's other tzadim lahakel. He has other examples. He thinks in look at the end of Mokam, see that Odomar Echad Yesh lahakel. So that's Sniff lahakel, except that Pichodesh. The Primogodim, and it's Yosef Das, the Shach, and Sikot Yotes, he quotes the Shach, the name of the Sefer Chumah, it says again Sefer Chumah, but it means the Sefer Chumah, like we mentioned before. So Rigodim says that, just a moment, that he's no telahakil, there's room to be makel also, but he says at the end of the day, we should accept both chumras, like the Ramah says, end of 15, Lodino, Anan, Kaman, Karasim, Tarihei, Hafilu, Napranat, Be'ena, Menyola, Lo, Mahane, Bidobar, Harif. That's how the Rigodim concludes. Lamais, we should try to be machmer. I want to see, I'm not going to read through this, but it's source number 16. There's a tshuva from the Dibri Yatzim, that's the Klausenberg Rebbe, the previous Klausenberg Rebbe, Halmushtem, founder of Kiryat Sanz, Eretz Yisrael, that's why this tshuva is written, Toshin Chav Ches, 1968, Kiryat Sanz, Eretz Yisrael, Sanz Arav, again, the Klausenberg and now, or the Sanz Klausenberg and now in the Union City, New Jersey, among other places. They're also, of course, the Kiryat Sons in Eretz Yisrael. So this this was Halberstam. Rav Halberstam was the Sheris HaPlaita. He lost his whole family, wife, I think 10 children, something like that. Rachman HaTzlan were all killed during the Holocaust. He came here, he married again, and started a new family, and built up his chassidus. So Vasha Weiss, Shalita, is the Talmud Muvak of the Sons of the Pleisenberger. So in his true is Divri Yatziv, Chilek Yerodeus, Rechav Gimel. He has a very neat summary of a lot of these issues. If you want to look through it, it'll give a good review of some of the things we discussed. Again, I'm not going to go through the whole tshuva. Again, it concludes the whole din is only din drop. But anyway, the zoom for kulas. However, I do want to point out, so you can read through that if you so choose, get a good wrap-up of a lot of the issues that we discussed. Very clear a summary of these sugyas. I do want to mention on the Chochmas Adam, as a chumrah, Shari Suheta, Klal Nun Vav Simon Beis, Sif Beis, 17, the Chochmas Adam, points out an interesting question. What if I'm cutting the onion or whatever the Dabach Harif is, let's assume whatever the Dabach Harif is, and I cut it on a milchic plate? I use a fleshing knife to cut the onion on a milchic plate. Okay? So he says you have to be choshesh that the plates can absorb some of the basar because you're pressing against it. It was a milchic plate, so the knife, you push the knife down, so the knife scrapes sometimes, even cuts the plate. But if you cut on the plate, it's stone, a radish. It's cut with a milchig, on a milchig plate with a fleshing knife, so it absorbs some of the flavor and it presses down, so the plates also come off. So that's the chumrah that the Chochmas Adam has, and the Mogar of Rum, with his Pesach, and the Tuf Nun Aleph, or Chaim, Lamed Aleph, also seems to say like that, okay, he thinks it's a mistake that people, says Meshum, halfway down or so, it's Mahay Taima, Osim Shalom Kedim, Shalifam and Chokim Zangvil, the second Shalbosa, the dochen also medochem, and some medochem all in basa, and then ma'akaka dochem soch, but some medochem mecholim. Okay, again, it's the same problem. So he says that the flavor can go to the dabar harf, and from the dabar harf into other kelim, whether it's a plate, whether it's a medochem, and so on. So a dabar harf is cut with a fleshing knife onto a parva plate. That plate's going to come fleshing. That's why it's best in general, as most people do, to have separate knives and separate things to cut onions on. For onions out of Dabar Harif. Okay, the last thing I want to finish off with in this matter, Siv Dalam, Shulchan Aruch talks about lemon juice, May Limonis, lemon juice, Shemeviyim Ha'ol De Kochav, which go and bring lemon juice. Like I said before, from fruit and vegetables, or lemon juice. Bechein, Hatzichos Dag Maliach, Shemeviyim Ha'ol De Kochav, salted fish. And there's a double dharma harifin. He says they're mutter. Why? The Shmuel doesn't explain why. Why should he mutter? Why aren't we worried? It was cut with some also knife. And therefore, double harif is more from the knife, even if it's not benyomo. Why aren't we worried here? So Ramo explains, even if the original ones, taka, were cut with a goyish a tree knife, it's batlu b'acher and a tachem acher game. Explained that even maybe the first few pieces of fish or the first few lemons that you cut up did absorb the flavor of flesh from the knife, but after a while there's no more in that knife. The knife's cut so many lemons, there's so many pieces of fish, it doesn't have so much of the flavor anymore, and therefore the other cut things are okay, and these are butter and so on. Okay. Ochen mitzas mekomos are cool with a little like cabbage, okay? I know it's cut up, other people are machmer, it depends how much it's cut. Aval shahar dvarim harifim, tapukim, or lefasos, yveshim yedome, knowing who maheter, kolom limonish, ven lach mikol. Ramo has this big kula. Again, the idea is that when you cut to something like this, so how much can go in altogether? If I cut a lemon, let's say, with a knife, so it goes in kadei klipa, okay? Now, the sakin, again, ultimately you can have shishim against it, right? So that's how they explain the kula. The Taz, if you've gotten the Yadbei, he talks about kruv and the cabbage, okay? And it's chametz, I'm not sure how they made it exactly, but it had the flavor. Anyway, he said there's no chumah, he's makel as well, that we can be makel. Okay, the shach Gordon Hoff explained to me too, this is not difficult. The shop says, cool by lemons, you know, he says only, however, if you don't consider it to be like Hiltus, okay? And he really presented there are different gradations of Dorm Harif. I'm not really sure that, I'm not really sure how to determine what fits into what. I'm not sure about the Shach. Read over. He seems to be emphasizing the different levels, the different gradations within the Harif. There's Hiltus, there's very sharp, so less sharp. I'm not really sure how to determine that. And probably we have to assume that everything is sharp. But that's the. He also concludes, you know, where we're machmer, what knife they're going to use, and so on. Primogodim in Sukkot Chof on Shach simply explains that the you know, the cool of the lemons, like we explained before, is because each time you cut it, it takes some of the flavor out. So eventually, there's nothing left. So yeah, maybe you cut the first lemon, but each time the flavor is weakened, and at the end, you know, the flavor that goes into the second, you know, I mean, he wonders why not say that the flavor goes into the second is going to re-usher. In other words, let's say I cut the lemon with a flashing knife, so now this knife absorbs the flashing. So good. So why doesn't it re-enter the lemon? It comes out the next time. But he proposes that the din of a dover charif is that it can it takes the flavor out of the knife, but it can't put the flavor back into something else. That's the Primogodim. Taz, is what the Gimel talks about, worms and apples. Okay, the old joke, what's worse than finding a worm and an apple is finding half a worm and an apple if you took a bite out of it. That's what he talks about over here. Okay, he talks about if you find some sort of a tola, came up pretty. So again, really it's mutter gede klipa, the only thing is it's a dover mos. All right, last to finish up, this is Simon. The last part of the siman is what about items which are not the dover charif? That was in the Gemara too. Okay, let's go back to Kufi Beis and Adam. The Gemara talks about, we've been talking about dover charif. What about things that are not a dover charif? That's what the Shulchan talks about at the end here. It's what about things that are not a dover charif? So here, what did the Gemara say? Look at Kufi Beis and Adam, 24. Avakishok, so we said a cucumber is something. Gorer legabe paskabachal. You just have to grate it to scrape off. Rashi explained, we saw this Rashi many times. Kisha gan misuka. There's no absorbed flavor. There's only a problem of shamnunis at the point of contact. Therefore, all you gotta do is wash it off. Okay, and he says it killed the certain types of leaves and so on. Okay, so that's the din of Dabar She'eino Charif. Dabar She'eino Charif. We say if it cuts with a fleshy knife or whatever. Can muter to eat the whatever you cut with milchings, I think greira. Some say greira, scraping alone. Okay, why is that so? Why do you need to scrape? Usually we say, I'm sorry, when there's no transference of flavor, hadach is enough. Usually we say the flavor, there's no actual flavor transference, just wash it enough. So why something here do you have to scrape? So actually, we have two different shittas in the Mishnah about that. The Ran is the parish of Hulin. Enough mem aleph and aleph takes the rift. Dinamas with dafkut stone, 26, says the inachanami. Okay, really washing. The Ran says that really, it should be. Washing should be enough, okay? But it's not practical because it's going to ruin the vegetables. You're going to wash certain vegetables, it's going to ruin them, okay? Cucumbers or at least a squash, I think along these lines, perhaps, if you run under water, it ruin it. It will not be practical to do it. It'll soften up. It'll make it too mushy. And so on. So therefore, we have to have greater instead. Okay? That's the position of the Ran. Mordechai seems to say something a little different. I don't fully understand because it doesn't seem like that for the Gemara. The Mordechai in Rav Tavshin Nebeis says that washing is not enough because these things are charif ma'at. Look about the 6-7 lines down to 27. It says, Olin shall kaful to kruv enam chazokim charifin lo barak hadochot. So certain things only the hadochot. Okay. Avon chotach kishol so vatiach gori legabe paskin to scrape the sagbach of the charif ma'at. So it's kind of a different stages. Again, there are three different stages. There's something that's a double charif. where, you know, I have all the chumras of Dabar Charif that we discussed. Sometimes it's not a Dabar Charif at all. Okay, we mentioned some types of cabbage and so on, which are not strong or sharp at all. And Taki can just wash those. And the third thing is something like cucumbers. Again, I don't know exactly. I decide which vegetables go in which category. Washing isn't up. It's not even, washing is not enough because it's Charif a little bit. Okay, it's Charif a little bit. And therefore, it needs greira, more scraping, as opposed to just washing. The Torah also discusses here in the Sim Tzadimah, other things don't even need that. So actually, there are three different levels of different types of vegetables, what they'll need if you cut them with a non-cooked, with a fleshy knife. The Beis Yosef points out there's some discussion with the one I mentioned, lettuce, turnips, okay? It doesn't mention, you know, the one just says certain things in mutter, doesn't say whether hadacha or greira, okay? So again, it's a long Beis Yosef trying to explain the different types of vegetables and so on, what the Gemara exactly says. The Gemara just says mutter, it doesn't say what you have to do. So again, we'll come out that different than back in the original Gemara. It says, as we're on Lefes, it says, Kilcha the lift of Shari. So it's 24, Kufi Beis Manal, Kilcha the lift of Shari, like turnips. Turnips are mutter. What does that mean, mutter? Okay. What is the Gemara's come on a mutter? Maybe it's mutter as opposed to Dabar Charif, but it's not mutter legamre. It's still going to need some sort of treatment, namely greira, or perhaps other things, washing. All right, and we got him in the Sisi Das, in Kwak Chavalev, just to move to finish up. We got him present a nafshamina between the Ran and the Mordechai that we had above. Because, a moment. We get to the Pugot in just a moment. I printed it further back. I printed it late, so what we're talking about here. It's a cotton chaf olive. But all right, let's read. Let's one order. Let's shohar paskin sin tzadimam sif. Hey, chotach chotach kishum misakin shal basar muta la'ocham achal begreid ovad sheyigod mimak machtach. Just cut the point of contact. Chotach olefes after the greid in the tzar. There's a lower level. Turnips even greater. You don't have to even sharp scraping. You don't need scraping is less than klipa. Just a point of contact. El hadocha ba'alim. Lo od el afilu tznon shechotach achar alefes, shari ba'docha ba'alefes. Kishetam alefes mishur mevatel tam alefes mesakin. Special quality of turnips, I'm not sure. He's even mevatel what's in the sakin, so that if you cut the Dabar Charif after that, got no flavor to pull out. Amo adds the dafka alefes tam mishur al yarek alechem shari ba'alim. But if you cut other things in between, no. Then you still have to treat the Dabar Charif in the same way as before. Special din by turnip somehow that the weakens whatever's in the knife and then not going to be a problem with the heart afterwards, at least the first time. Or if you alternate, then it won't be a problem anytime. So rules the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz, so you've got the Dalin, okay, points out as I said before, Adochal Osage came Shulchan Aruch, Greda Psucha Chusa Miklipa, okay. Grade the scraping is even less than kedei klipa. Shaklipa talks in gasa tas shatuchle nato kula kachas. Klipa is like a peel, so theoretically it's you can peel the whole thing, right? There was grade is just scraping, nothing to peel. But the klipa, it has to be such that, you know, there's some thickness to it, not much. There's some thickness so you can actually pull the whole thing off. So rules it does, it's good to down. Shach also says the same thing. The klipa means you can pull the whole thing off at once, not so by greater. Okay, that's so he agrees with that. It's a cotton chav aleph, and it's a cotton chav gimel. Moment. Yeah, it's a cotton chav gimel. The shach says all this discussion is lechatchila b'di'evid. In other words, let's say I cut the turnip and so on and so forth. Now, can I go ahead lechatchila and cut the Dabar Charif with a fleshing knife? He assumes only b'di'evit. This whole thing is only if it was already cut. It's a machlokas, but it's l'chila b'di'evit. Shach said l'chatchila, if it was already cut, then it's mutter. But he should not cut chatchila having this in mind. That's the shach and tzikar from Gimel. The chora mashma lo shendel chatchila also akhlo to achlin baser. Don't use this to even if I'm cutting turnips in between. Turnips have this magic quality, or whatever. But he said it's only b'diavad l'chatchila. You shouldn't do it. He quotes Marshal's in l'chatchila. It is allowed, but that's a machlokas in the shach. I just want to point out the Pimgadim, so I get so before. Tzvart Chafala points out an afkamina between the Ran and the Mordechai that we spoke about earlier. Okay, as to what the reason you know by the Dover, which is not a Dover Charif, in terms of greater certain things the Ran says you should just scrape because otherwise it's going to get mushy and it's going to ruin it. That's why you have to do greater, not washing. And the Mordechai, the other reason that has Tzas Charif, and that's what we seem to accept, the Prevenim says an afkamina will be, what if the knife is perfectly clean? Okay, what if the knife is perfectly clean? There's no shamnumis at all. So then, according to the Ran, you wouldn't need greda even. You wouldn't need anything because the Ran says the whole, really, you should only have to wash it off, and you don't have to wash it off. It doesn't get mushy. But if the knife was clean, you don't even have to wash it off. Nothing to talk about. But according to the Mordechai, who says that when it starts slightly sharp, Mordechai would still, even if the knife is clean, would still have to do it because of the harifus ksas. Even that little bit of sharpness with the tukha zakina, so that would be a problem. So that's just enough commune between the Ran and the Mordechai. The other points out. Finally, we finish with this. Pesukei Teshuva, it's part of Ches, talks about different types of fish. Okay. Fish which has unsalted fish is mutar, even if it's cooked with a goy's, cut with a goy's knife, as long as you did hadocha. This is the old question, which is not so common today. But at one time, there was a question, people would want to buy fish. You couldn't tell you, kosher fish stores, kosher fish markets. The question is, can you go to a non-kosher fish market and purchase fish? So, first of all, you have to know what type of fish it is. So most fish you can't see. If it's filleted, if it's chopped up, then it's a problem. But if it's, you can see the piece, sometimes it's salmon. You can tell that it's salmon. You can see the skin. You know enough about the fish to be able to identify the fish. Now, the only question is, what was it caught with? So the Pesukei Teshuva says, so you can buy the slab of fish, and then just cut off the part in the point where it was cut, okay? Or wash that part, if they cut it, and just wash it. Or you can do a grater. Okay, if it'll ruin the fish, then you don't have to do it. But, the grater is not like kubi, you can even wash it off. But that's the idea of the, when it comes to fish, you can identify it, so it's okay to buy fish in a non-kosher fish store. Again, presumably you can identify that it's a kosher fish. You can see the scales, you know this type of fish. And the B, you wash it off. So the point of contact, even if you cut it with a knife that you use for something else, or for non-kosher fish, it wouldn't be a problem. Again, the Yos Tov today, you can get kosher fish. It's not an issue. You wouldn't have to rely on this because that's what the Pesukei Teshuva says. It's a garden hay. And we'll stop over here. Thank you.